have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. How was your weekend? I hope you had an amazing one. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I have a brand new biblical question. I'll get to it in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to just run around and do whatever you're doing, attacking ice or whatever, or just going to work out or just whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can still listen live on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And though we take all calls, we take the ladies' calls first on Monday as they come in.
Michelle, the rock of the Obama family.
That's for sure, because every Monday is Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. Amazing. So, last week, biblical question we dealt with yesterday in the fellowship. And the feedback was amazing. Even from the ladies, it was especially amazing with their honesty. Honesty. So we dealt with last week's biblical question, why are women assumed innocent, and men assumed guilty? Guilty, as Haight would say, guilty. Why? Why are women assumed innocent and men assume guilty? And so if you missed that, you can podcast yesterday's fellowship. It was amazing. It was amazing anyway. It was like, Lord, have mercy. Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com. facebook.com/church. And we have a brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new biblical question for this week. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Have you ever thought about that? Why do I love what I hate and hate what I love? All people hate what they love and love what they hate. Why is that? Know thyself. And again, these biblical questions are put there for those who want to be free. For those who want to know themselves. And I understand, and it's fine with me, that most people do not want to know themselves. And you have a right to not know yourself. To live in your misery. Or you can be free. You have a right to whichever one you want, all right? So the biblical question, though, are for those men and women who want to be free. And there are men and women around the world who want to be free. Amazing. So I was thinking about this morning and yesterday and whenever, reflecting, and I wondered to myself, I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. I wonder and I say to myself. So I'm wondering, and now that Hake is already in here and the Anchor Baby is already here, I want to ask them. They're experts on the show, so I can ask the experts anytime I want. Nick. Look at Nick trying to fix his hair.
So, yes.
You need to try to fix your hair?
No, I'm camera ready.
Okay. What would happen if you gave up belief?
I'm not sure. One part of me thinks I might have, like, no excuses. One part of me thinks, like, I might have no goals or anything.
You might have no goals?
Right.
And you have goals now?
Little ones.
Okay. Have you ever considered giving up belief?
Every time you ask.
Hey, what would happen if you gave up belief? Hake of the Hake Report, and an expert here on the show.
I am an expert. I don't know, but it sounds like a nice, freeing, peaceful question. Peaceful question. You know what I mean?
I do. So why don't you give it up and see what happens? What good is it doing you to have belief?
In a lot of cases, I would say it's sort of sabotaging my life, having beliefs, quote unquote. So you asked me what good is it doing, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Ask you where you're going, you tell me where you've been.
That's the way of the expert. I don't know. I think that it might be, I feel like it might be doing a little bit of good.
Like what?
I don't know. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes you have something to talk about when you have a belief.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glow. I believe.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
I believe. What would happen? If you gave up belief,
it's hard to say. You know, you asked this, and I've thought about it, and I feel very basic with it sometimes. Like, I have to have belief just to have a conversation. But the strongest things I believe harm me the most. And then I think, oh, but I have to believe some good things. Like, all thoughts are lies, right, Nate? Right, Jesse? But I don't know if I believe and feel as strong about that as I do about the things that harm me.
Are you afraid to give up belief?
It's hard to conceptualize that right now.
Okay.
Like, I want to say no when you ask me that right now. That's what I want to say.
Are you afraid to give up belief?
I'm not sure if I'm afraid to give up belief.
So why'd you give it up?
I don't know.
Why'd you give it up, Nick?
Sometimes I don't know I'm doing it.
You don't know you have belief?
Yeah, sometimes. Right, I don't even have to think about it like that. It's just me. There's no me believing. It's like, there's no space between there.
So I'm kind of thinking about stuff that I may know as distinct from stuff I may believe. So, like, I don't know. What's what I'm... Never mind. I don't know.
What the? So my question this morning, folks, why do you hold on to belief? Why do you prefer belief over knowing? I've noticed over the last however many years that most people always, in every area of life, trust belief over knowing. And there are all kinds of belief. Religious belief. If you listen to the religious people, they would tell you, I believe Jesus died and rose again, and I'm saved, they say. I believe this about God. I believe this about whatever. I believe in my career. I believe in my friends or my this or that. I believe in being depressed. I believe in loneliness. I believe I'm poor. I believe I'm rich. I believe this and I believe that. And they suffer. I've come to understand that because of belief, well, not the only reason, but because of belief, the most miserable people on the planet are religious people, and they all have belief, and they have no peace in their belief. And non-religious people, too. They believe about everything, and they're miserable. They believe they're this, and they believe they're that. They believe they're not good enough. They believe they are good enough. They believe they're not better than. And they believe they're not better than. And they're miserable. Why not know? Why do you prefer to believe about Jesus and his daddy, God, rather than knowing them? Why do you rather believe that one day you're going to have peace rather than knowing that you have it right now? Why? Why don't you give up all your belief? What will happen if you give up belief and have knowing and know? Give it a try and see what happens. And I know that some people have told me that they're afraid. What would I have if I don't have my belief? And your belief is all wrong about everything. It's so easy for people to operate from belief and nearly impossible for them to operate from knowing. I challenge you to find a person that know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. I guarantee you there's not one that has belief and they are free. You can bank on that. So all these different beliefs, different religion belief and different color belief and different male-female beliefs and different everything belief, and they fight. What were you saying there?
No, I was just typing. I just don't think I could discern the difference between knowing and belief, at least initially in our conversation.
Right.
And so unless I really had to think about it, right? Try to be your expert with the convo. But I can't discern the difference between knowing it. But, you know, I got to really kind of think about it. Like, for example, those that know don't need to go around saying they know.
Right. All belief got to go around and express their opinion about something. And they have no knowing at all. It's just a belief come a dime a dozen. And it's amazing what people with belief believe. It's mind-blowing. And you cannot convince a believer that they're wrong. You cannot. God can even come down and convince them that they're wrong about their belief. Why you have belief and knowing that it's not working? You can believe that you're depressed, and now you're depressed. You can believe that you're lonely, and now you're lonely. You can even believe that Jesus is coming one day, and you never know that he's already here. He's already returned. It's crazy. But for those who want to be free, you got to give up belief. You went down to the front of the church because they were singing and praying and they told you to come down. If you want to believe, you want to be saved. And they asked you, do you believe Jesus died and rose on the third day? And yes, you're saved. And then you start crying. And then by the time you get home, you're depressed again. And then you cry some more. Why not know rather than believe? It's amazing what's happening with that. All of your belief is keeping you from knowing. Why not give up belief and then know? See what happens. Stop believing and see what happens. Are you going to do that, Anchor Baby? Stop believing and see what happens.
1 week.
You're going to stop in a week?
No, wait. I already have another assignment.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm busy.
You're working on yourself. Give up your belief and see what happens. Just have no beliefs. I can sense your fear in you right now as I'm telling you all this. You're afraid to give up belief. You're like, what will happen? What will be there then? Give it a try and find out. You have to work hard, too, to maintain your belief. If you think that you're wonderful, you got to work hard at being wonderful. All kinds of things you would do to be wonderful. If you think you're not wonderful, you got to work hard to not be not wonderful. Let's think about that. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it filled me with sorrow. Think about it. If you're married, the husband that worked hard to make his wife believe in him, or the wife worked desperately to make her husband believe in her, and it doesn't work. The more you do, the worse it gets. All kinds of belief. I can't stop naming them if I started right now. And so the assignment for the fellowship for this week resists anger for 1 week. Resist anger for 1 week. And I know most people believe that anger is good. For you that believe that, you want to hold on to it, it's not for you. It's for those men and women, boys and girls, who want to be of love. Because the one thing I can guarantee you, without a doubt, guarantee you, you're never going to be at peace as long as you have anger. And never, I don't care if your justification for anger, hold on to your justification and your defense of anger. You will never have peace as long as you have anger. So the assignment for the fellowship and for you for a week, resist anger. Yesterday at fellowship, we had a discussion about anger. I opened up by asking, how many of you got angry this week? It was interesting. God's law, and God is his law. You think God's law is written somewhere, but God is his law. The law is God. And God is the law. And unless you do it, you're not going to have peace. God's number one law, in order for salvation and perfect love, perfect peace, to love him, to love what's right, to love the truth, first and foremost, more than anything or anyone else, more than yourself, more than your children, more than your wife, your husband, your wife, your family members, your job, your life. If you don't love that, him first and foremost, you will always be miserable. And to love your enemy as yourself, you absolutely will not and cannot and won't not, ain't not going to ever be free until you love all, every human being on the planet. Until you love all, you will never be free. Salvation is of the heart. You must be born of love. How can I enter into the kingdom of heaven within while I'm on earth? God. To first love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. There's not one reason on the planet for you to ever hate or be angry, which is the same, resentment, all the same, at your enemy, at your friend, at your family members. You got to love. Love conquers all. Think about that. Love conquers all. And if you have no love, everything else is vanity. It doesn't matter what you own, where you are, how short or tall or whatever, how much you read the Bible, how many times you pray, how many times you go to church or whatever you do, synagogue or whatever. If you do not love God first, what's right, and then your neighbor as yourself, you're failing. You have belief. You will never know peace or God or anything. You got to have love. You were created by God to be love, for Him to express love through you. After all, He said you were the light of the world. But if your light is angry, your light is out, and you're the darkness of the world. If you have resentment, if you have judgment, if you don't love all, you have no light. You have no light. And this I promise you. And some people are so lost, they think that they're going to get it when they die. Well, I'm only human. I can't love all. I can't have peace. God said you can and told you to. Have perfect peace. Be perfect as He is perfect. What the? Why not get busy working on your life and give the finger to the world? Meaning don't wait on them. Be willing to stand alone for what is right. You got to let it all go. All of your sadness, if you want to be free, you got to leave it all behind. Your sadness, your tears, your loneliness, your fears, your doubts, your worries, your anxieties, your lack of love, looking for love in all the wrong places, your beliefs, you got to leave it all behind and have love. You got to give up everything. And you can if you want to. And you don't have to if you don't want to. It's up to you. Men and women at all races. It's about love. And love is not an emotional thing. Satan's love is emotional, not God. So if you have emotional love, just know Satan is your God and it's false. But you can be free or you can be enslaved. Really, it's been done, it's finished. And believe you me, you have a teacher on the inside of you. And He will teach you all things. Let no man teach you. And a good teacher would never teach you, but point you back to the teacher within. As Christ said to the disciples, because He was teaching them. And He said, well, I have to leave. But when I get there, I'm going to send you back a teacher. And He will live in you, and He will teach you all things. But most people prefer to look outside for someone else to teach you what they have read about, and you think you have it. You believe that you have it, and you don't. The teacher's in you. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. When will you overcome the world inside of you first? If you overcome the world inside of you, you will overcome it outside of you. Announcement. The Hake. The Hake, H-A-K-E report, is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report, from 11 to 1 Pacific time. And this Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, is man is a misformed. Men's Forum this Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month already. Isn't that amazing? It's going to be April 2nd this Thursday, and we are having a Men's Forum. I know some people have contacted us from out of town, out of the state. They want to come in and make sure that we're having it. Yes, short of anything happening, we are having it at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Come on down. Amazing. Yesterday I mentioned during the fellowship, you should really check it out if you like at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I mentioned that I noticed that women, they are putting women in all positions of life and they're throwing men out. And I thought about how, because that is happening, other things too, but because they're reestablishing in their mind God's order of God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children, they're putting the woman in charge of everything. And as a result of that, you can expect. And just know, you have not seen hell on earth yet. And you see some pretty bad things happening on this earth. But they have put the woman in charge and are putting them in charge. And the gates of hell is opening wider and wider and wider. And only destruction can come through that. At no point in time where women have been in control as leaders and things got better. America is falling, and they're using the women to help it fall in a mighty way. I noticed that in the news now, when on these news reports, you can hardly find a man, reporter, weather person or whatever. And in most cases, they had like, or it seemed like most cases, they had two women reporting the news right there together. They don't even love was right enough to have a man and a woman. They had two women. It's crazy to see it, but I understand that Satan uses the woman for destruction. And some women are starting to wake up to that and overcoming it, but most are not. And they educate the women because they know they educate her. They got her. Her ego is through the roof, and they can use her for whatever they want. And they're using women for destruction. They have women out in the field doing reports and everywhere. And I mentioned that yesterday, so my producer found me some statistics on female news anchors. If you can't see the destruction of this, I don't know what else it's going to take. Do you need the wall to come tumbling down on you before you finally go, what the? Think about the homes when the men are not there. What happens? Does things get better or worse? Even if the man is in the home and he's not leading his wife and children in the right way, does things get better or do they get worse? Think about the schools. Now that they'll put the women in charge of the school principals and so-called vice principals and teachers, are things getting better or are they getting worse? Think about the military before Donald Trump, the great white hope. Was our military getting better or weaker? Think about businesses and companies that are they have put these women in charge of. Is it getting better or worse? I don't have to, you can see it for yourself if you open your eyes. You don't understand the spiritual battle that's working inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. You may be one that want to overcome, so you're working on you, but most people are not. They love evil, they love misery, and they love it casting it upon others. And that's why they're using the women. I promise you, it's going to only get worse. It's not in her nature to be leader. She doesn't have it in her. She doesn't know how. She has to force it, and it doesn't work because you not have to force it. It's for men to do it. And for those men, think about the women that are over you in your relationship. Look how miserable you are. You ain't happy. Even when you try to be a house mom, house mom man, are you happy? No, because it's not the order. And God is his law, and his law is God, and he's not going to change it for you just because you don't want to obey it. You got to love. And this is not the way to go. Zippa, Zippia, and Career Explorer. According to the 2025-2026 statistic, 51.3% of all news anchors are women. What do you think is going to happen with that? 51.3% of all news anchors are women, while 48.7% are men. Evil is changing the order of God on earth, and nothing good is going to come from it. Nothing good is going to come from it. 51.3% of all news anchors are females. 48.7% are men. The most common ethnicity of news anchors is white. 66.7%. It should be. This is a white country. They own it. What the? Followed by Hispanics or Latino, 12.6%. Asian, 6.7%. And Black, 6.4%. You have been warned that this earth is being controlled by Satan inside of other human beings. Ain't nothing good coming from this. So the common ethnicity of news anchors is white, 66.7%, followed by Hispanic and Latinos, 12.6%. Asian, 12.6 are Asian, and 9.7%. Oh no, I got it back. Hispanics and Latino, 12.6% news anchors. Asians, 9.7% Asians. And Blacks, 6.4%. It's so interesting to me how white people give up their countries. They give up their own home. Come on in and take over. You can have it. But the thing about it, folks, it's spiritual. And you're doing this. If you don't already see the danger and damage that it is causing, let it keep happening and see what happens. You haven't seen anything yet. Hey, Jesse, you're wrong. You can tell me that, but you got to prove it. Look at your own life. If you are married and your wife is over you, or you're trying to please her, look how unhappy you are. Look at how miserable the children are. If you go to school and your teacher is a female, or the principal, the so-called vice principal of females, look how dangerous the schools are. You need those detective things to even get into your classroom, go into the school. It wasn't like that when men were in charge, when they had men principals. That changed when they changed the order. And for men to just give up their role in life is mind-blowing to me. Without a fight, they just give it up. Okay. They give up their children. I remember, I think during the Chinese virus thing, I may be wrong about when this happened, but we reported on women in the military. They were tricking in the military. Because they let them do whatever they want and they go out of control. And it's going to get worse. Yesterday, Sunday, I mean, yes, Saturday, I think. They still twerking there. There, so they still twerking in the military. But I doubt they're doing that under Trump. The great white hope. Oh, yeah, he said, my producer. yesterday they had, Saturday they had the King's rally. And they were honoring the King, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. And the King rally was a mess.
And then I tweeted, you know, I have many millions between Facebook and Twitter. It's great. It's like owning a newspaper without the losses. It's incredible.
The Great White Hope. They had a rally honoring him yesterday or Saturday. And according to a report, KTLA 5, 75 people were arrested during Saturday. No King rally, they say, but they're really honoring him. No King protested downtown Los Angeles after tension escalated near the Metropolitan Detention Center. Watch this from KTLA 5.
And several arrested in downtown L.A. after separating from a mostly peaceful No Kings protest.
About 1,000 people surrounded a federal building and started throwing rocks and concrete blocks at officers.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Pepper balls, bean bags, tear gas, and skirmish lines with mounted police. Those were the scenes near the Metropolitan Detention Center over on Alameda Street, where a group of agitators broke from the otherwise peaceful No Kings protest and march and began throwing rocks, bottles, and concrete blocks at federal officers. Homeland Security officials say that group of agitators surrounded the Roy Ball Federal Building as well. Two officers were hit by cement blocks and received medical care. LAPD officials declared a citywide tactical alert just after 5 p.m. while issuing a dispersal order. Those who refused to leave were arrested. According to preliminary reports, at least a dozen people were taken into custody, and at least one officer and two bystanders were injured before that tactical alert was lifted by 8 o'clock in the evening.
Amazing, huh? They are honored and king. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies around the country. Some people call him daddy. Daddy is home. I call him the Great White Hope. And they honor the king. Isn't that amazing? And I want to show you who is in control of L.A. Now, one of these messes happening, right? Remember I was talking to you about putting women in leadership roles? The so-called mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, express concern. Oh, I'm just so concerned. During the escalation, Karen Bass expressed concern during the escalation and organized to say this was the largest single day protest in U.S. history. Watch this.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, attending another event yesterday, spoke to us about what was unfolding.
I am worried right now, though, because the protests have been peaceful all day, but I'm worried that there's a little bit of a breakdown. I'm monitoring it minute by minute, and I might have to rush off and go downtown to the command center. So it is so important that we peacefully protest.
But the chaos later in the evening stood in stark contrast to what unfolded for the majority of the day here at Grand Park and across 51 communities in the Southland alone. From Orange County to Long Beach, Pasadena, Burbank to West Hollywood, protesters marched peacefully carrying signs to push back on the actions and policies of the Trump administration. Organizers say this was the largest single-day protest in American history, with more than 8 million participants at over 3,000 events nationwide.
Amazing. And what Karen Bass going to do? She's monitoring. Oh, I'm so scared now. I'm concerned. I'm worried. Mama is in charge. Don't worry, Mama. Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said, Mama said, Mama is worried. I may have to go downtown and do what, Mama? Pat him on the back. there now. I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw one report where they were saying that. They were like, where is the money coming from for this? Who is sponsoring this? And they said that the Communist Party of China, Communist Party of China is sponsoring this, financing this rally. I wonder why, if that's true. Why would the Communist Party of China support radicals trying to destroy America? Why do they want Donald Trump out, if that's true? Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Trump. You better be thanking Donald Trump, because imagine what happens if these people take over again. You thought last time was bad with them in charge? You have not seen anything until you vote them back in. Where was Karen Bass when the L.A. were burning down, when homes and things in Malibu and other areas were burning down? Why was she monitoring then? Why did she not rush back home? Do what you want. This is hell on earth inside of human beings, and it's going to only get worse. I recommend that you, as an individual, work on yourself and overcome the world. Because if you are alive and this stuff is happening, you're not going to be able to handle it. You're going to live in fear. And when they cry about the gas prices, they cry about the food price, you're going to be crying too. Without even thinking that you should not be crying. Because you will be of the world. It's been made possible that you can be in the world, but not of it. And all this mess can be going on around you, but you won't be affected by it. I got to take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. And when I come back, straight to your phone calls and your super chats. Wake up. If not now, when? Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time to think ahead. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, the 30th of March, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second or third hour coming up here. Nice. And we will get to your super chats as well. Some came in over the weekend, as well as, of course, Church with Jason Lee Peterson on Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll read those super chats as well as those that have been coming in this morning pretty soon. More great stories and your calls coming up, y'all. I do have a few headlines for you guys. Europe is seeking to increase deportations as some warn of Trump-like tactics. Nice. As according to far-left AP, there's an AP headlines. Israeli police prevented Catholic leaders from, so-called leaders, from celebrating Palm Sunday Mass at a Jerusalem church. Why? Because it was a safety concern. That's what they say, but it didn't stop the Catholics from complaining. And corn tortillas in California now must contain folic acid, which they say is a vitamin. I didn't know that an acid could also be a vitamin, but I don't know what that stuff is. More states are looking into it, and it's pushed by some activist woman, I guess, who like 15 years ago, she lost her child at the tender age of 10 days old, and they're saying that folic acid could have helped because a lot of Hispanic women, their kids get these problems that white and black women don't have as much. And so they're saying folic acid could help because they didn't force the folic acid onto the corn tortilla people. Oh, the rest of us get bread and all that stuff enriched with folic acid. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, Marco Rubio denies that Zelensky made this claim, okay, and Marco Rubio denies it, contradicts it, that the United States asked the Ukraine to cede land to Russia for a security deal. And he says it's a lie. Marco Rubio calling it a lie what Zelensky said. Interesting. And there is a youth-led push for change. You know that's no good. Threatening Orban, Viktor Orban's 16-year rule as in Hungary's elections. And he's kind of falling out of favor. So we'll see what happens. I don't have high hopes for those youth-led things. That's usually mess. And from Ground News, Spain closing their airspace to U.S. planes involved in the Iran war. So says El País. Spain is rebuking our greatest president, Trump, and not helping with the war. And Revolver News says Iran is warning U.S. troops would be set on fire if they were to invade. Trump is threatening, meanwhile, to obliterate Iran's energy and water infrastructure if talks fail. Trump says the U.S. may seize the Karg Island and take Iranian oil, but a deal could come very quickly. And that's a quote. We'll see what happens. Now, a little headline for you guys. Scientists are reflecting on faith. They're looking at Christianity, Islam maybe Judaism. And when they're reflecting on dark matter, because they're researching dark matter, physicists call an unknown substance dark matter, which holds together stars and planets and galaxies through supposed gravity. But its exact nature remains a mystery. Some scientists like astronomer Vera Rubin embrace their faith, she's a woman, I think, to understand their role in studying mysteries like dark matter, while others are finding spiritual meaning in scientific awe and inquiry. So interested. Anyway, not that interested. Tiger Woods got arrested. Suspicion of DUI. He had a third accident in like 10 years. Less than 10 years. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, brand new for this week. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch it, the show here, but you would like to, podcast and listen on your phone. You can listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. And the one thing I want you to know, human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. There's no love. And they roam the earth to see who they can hurt for a thrill because they're miserable. But you can overcome. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven, and the world can't touch you. But you got to forgive. Because it doesn't matter, family members or workers or whatever, friends down the road, whatever, human beings are evil, very judgmental, because they're of their father, the devil. But you can't resent them. Isn't that amazing? That doesn't mean you got to play with them or hang out with them or anything, but you can't hate them. You can't be angry because it's not them. It's a spirit of evil that is controlling them. And they call it themselves. But it's evil. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller Michael out of Florida. Michael, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well, Michael.
I just wanted to share a statistic I've learned, and I've kind of paid attention to it over the years, so it kind of matches up with my real world experience. And that is, if you don't believe in religion, but you believe in science, so to say, from the HIV.gov website, it says about 100 million have been.
Don't give out promotions and things like that without letting us know, man. Let me go to John out of Kentucky. John, you are on the air.
Yeah, what up, Jesse?
Hey, John.
So, man, I just called in because I heard you talking about women or whatever and talking about how, you know, they're the downfall of different things.
Yeah, they're not created to lead. They were created to follow. Man is okay. Over woman.
So maybe you should tell Trump that when he hires all these women in these positions over men, because he does it. And it's not just one.
But that's the one thing I do disagree with him on. But I realize that he is over them. They are not over him.
Yeah, but he puts them over men. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Which is not good, right? From your standpoint.
No, it's not good. It's not the order.
I believe husbands should be over their wives, but if a woman is single and she chooses to start a business, she can hire men, women, if she wants.
If she wants to start her own business, absolutely. But what man would want to work on a woman?
Men that aren't capable of leading for themselves, which a lot of men out here can't lead themselves. They need somebody to be over.
Why?
Because they don't have the capabilities to lead.
But there's no such thing as they can't do it. It's just that they don't want to do it.
No, they can't do it. There's some stupid people out here, Jesse. Have you not met your average person?
I know what you mean, John, when you're saying that, but there's no such thing as can't. There is won't.
I disagree with that.
What do you there's no such thing as a
have you seen all these homeless people? Have you seen all these homeless people walking up and down the street talking to themselves?
Yeah.
Can't do for themselves.
Right. But they can, but they don't want to.
Well, we disagree on that.
Because if they wanted to, John, they would get up and do for themselves. But they don't want to, and then because the world feeds them now and drug them up and give them what they want, they don't have to. But they can take care of themselves. Take care of themselves if they wanted to. I guarantee you that if the government didn't take care of them, they would be working and taking care of themselves.
But there are limitations, don't you think? Like people have different talents and people have different abilities or whatever.
No, there's no such thing as limitation.
Oh man, you got I guess that's a positive mindset you got, because that I don't think that's in the real world.
Why not?
Like your people who work at like let's say McDonald's or a Walmart or something.
Right.
That probably can be all they can do. They probably can't do math. They probably can't do math in their head. They probably can't do measurements.
But they may not know. They might not be able to do math, but they can move up the ladder of working. They can still get another paying job or do this or do that. Math. Not knowing math is not going to stop that from happening. I promise you, John, the only reason anyone is in the situation that they're in, the only reason is because they want to be there.
I don't know about that. But then my last thing is, you know, you talk about women, you know, messing up things, or if it's out of order, they'll mess up something. Trump is messing up the entire United States right now.
In what way?
And y'all stand so positive about it. Y'all don't ever talk about it on air. I just sit back and listen to y'all.
In what way when you say y'all,
things up.
When you say y'all, who are you referring to?
Trump supporters, people, MAGA, y'all MAGA people.
How is he messing up the United States?
Well, I mean, look at prices of in the whole economy, everything is rising.
It was already like that under Biden.
No, it's right. It's different now.
You don't remember that when Biden was in gas prices? Remember the eggs and the people complained about how expensive the eggs were and
Trump said he was going to get the prices down and everything.
You don't remember that it was already that way?
I do remember Trump said he was going to fix everything. He's making things worse.
That's what I got from it. Do you remember that it was already that way?
No, I absolutely don't.
So you don't remember egg prices and gas prices being through the roof under Biden?
You telling me you sit around thinking about egg prices, Jesse?
That's not the question. Are you talking about eggs, man? John,
I'm listening.
Are you telling me you don't remember prices being through the roof under Biden?
I remember prices being high.
But now they're even higher. John, do you remember prices being overpriced, eggs and food and whatever gas?
I don't talk about eggs, man.
And the people were complaining. Do you remember that it was already that way before Trump got in?
I do remember some of that stuff.
You remember, right? So why are you blaming Trump for it?
No, I'm blaming Trump for him accelerating it and him making things worse, with this war.
But they got to get worse before it get better. Be patient.
They ain't got to hit rock bottom for them to get better.
Nothing hit the rock bottom yet.
It's about to hit rock bottom, Jesse.
Did it hit rock bottom?
It's on its way. It's going there quick.
Has it hit rock bottom?
How much gas in California?
Has it hit rock bottom?
How much is gas in California?
You're not answering my question first.
I said it's on its way to hit rock bottom, so I did answer your question.
Has it hit rock bottom?
No, it's on its way.
And what is rock bottom?
Rock bottom is when they dropping bombs over here. Not yet.
Then why are you naming something that doesn't exist?
Hey, man, I'm naming how things are right now.
Right, but they were that way under Biden and Obama.
This is the worst it's ever been. Obama was way better than Trump.
It's not the worst.
Obama was way better than Trump.
It's not the worst. Yes.
This is the worst it's ever been.
That's not true.
Yes, he's a disaster, man. Trump is a disaster. Most of his following has left him, Jesse. The only people left are the MAGA people who don't really care what he does. He can do anything he wants. Those are the only people left.
Did you leave Obama and Biden?
I ain't never been with Obama and Biden.
You didn't vote for Obama?
No.
You said Obama was the best.
I didn't say he was the best. I said he was better. He did a better job than Trump is what I said.
In what way?
Things felt better.
No, it may have felt better. It's going to have felt better. Less, it doesn't mean that it was better.
Less stress. Less stress.
Do you remember the riot with Black Lives Matter under Obama?
I bought my home under Obama, 2.3%, Jesse.
Do you remember the riot with Black Lives Matter under Obama?
I do remember them white people had them Scully caps on covering their face up.
Do you remember the riot?
Yes, Jesse.
They were going around burning down the country.
Why are you pressing buttons?
You remember that?
Yeah, it was white people doing that. Some black people was doing it, but white people infiltrated the movement.
Was it led by white people or Black Lives Matter people?
It was three black lesbians, right? That's what you said.
John, but don't worry, hey, buddy.
Man, I'm just messing with you. I got to go, man. I hope things get better, but I don't see it happening. I want him to go ahead and get up out of this war, man.
John, don't worry. He got it. It's going to be better.
No, he ain't got it. Israel got it.
No pain, no gain.
Hey, man. Look, last thing. They moved the enlistment age up to 42, Jesse. And my wife, she makes jokes about me going to the war. I'm not going to no war. I would go to prison before I go to the war, man.
Oh, so you wouldn't fight for your country?
I would not fight for this wretched country, man. This country, man, look.
So why do you stay here? Why don't you leave?
Man, because I was born here, and I'm not obligated to fight for a corrupt political system. I'm a human being in the United States.
But you would not fight for your country?
Heck no, I would fight for my family. I, I will fight for my community, but I will not fight for this country because it's political. Amazing. They're about to send.
Thank you, John.
They're about to send special forces in there to get massacred, man. That's what Trump is about to
do next.
You know that?
Just be relaxed.
He don't need to do that, man.
No pain, no gain, John. Relax. That. You're going to appreciate it.
Well, all right. Whatever.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Bye. Amazing. Anthony is the first time call out of New Jersey. Anthony, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Anthony.
Amen. Well, just a quick thing. I'd like to just respond when he said your prior caller regarding that, you know, Trump is messing up things around the world. He's disrupting things around the world, but that needs to be disrupted. And like you said, as we endure, it's going to be worse until it gets better, until it gets, you know, reestablished in regards to more righteous paths and more, breaking away of the old systems that have been so corrupt. And so the disruption is painful, and so that's the truth. But, but like you said, if we can endure and be reestablished, we're going to be on a better foundation unless the foundation is not laid in the disruption.
You hear that, John, from Kentucky? Well said, Anthony. Absolutely.
And the other thing, sir, I'd just like to say regarding what you're bringing up, listen, God wants us to honor with women, mothers, and to love them and to honor them, right, as mothers and sisters. But when it comes to leadership, you brought a good point, because no one is really talking about this from the Bible's perspective, because it's so taboo. No church wants to talk about it regarding women pastors, women leaders. And not that we hate women and we want to oppress them, but when you look at the consequences and when you look at the atmosphere that's created with all women and in a situation, I've been there in law enforcement where it's mostly women and you feel like they have like a vendetta to put you down. It's like, it's just a different spirit. And what happens is, it's not that you don't want to, you know, yield and be a team player, but you can see that they have like a little extra to prove and to, you know, so, and when you're working with men, you get alpha males. Yeah, I get it. But then most of it, hey, listen, when they know you got your back, you're on their side, we fight with you. It's like, it's usually not like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say God want us to honor mothers and sisters, what do you mean by that?
Meaning that, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, especially in the Lord, like, you know, treat an older woman like a mother, treat a woman like she's your sister, you know, and having that honor to them.
Well, it just means don't resent them. You treat everybody the same, but don't resent them. And when you don't have anger or resentment, you have love, and you're going to treat everybody the same. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and so I just want to appreciate you talking about it. You know, it's not like you resent women and hate women. I know you don't.
No.
But the thing is, but the leadership part is that no one wants to talk about this. And, you know, I've had a woman pastor, the great people, godly people, but something didn't sit right with me. And I'm like, even though it's just good people, great, but just it didn't sit right with me. And I don't know. People say, you're being judgmental, you know?
Well, one thing for sure, Anthony, and without a doubt, there's no such thing as a good woman preacher. A good woman meaning that is a woman that has returned to the Father, God, and she would never be in a leadership role, preacher, or anything else. Good women don't preach. Only evil women preach.
Yeah, you know, it's a deep thing,
Why do you think people don't talk about these things out loud?
Because there's a stigma of it's not culturally accepted currently compared to how it was talked about in the epistles and how it was talked in the New Testament. And they try to say, oh, that was cultural at the time, and it's changed now for culture.
Amazing, huh? It's funny how they have changed, but God's law is still the same. That has not and will not change. That's amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Reverend.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Ryan out of Rhode Island. Ryan, you are on the air.
Reverend Jesse, how you doing there, sir?
All is well. You can call me Jesse.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
So, listen, I wanted to call in just to say thank you, man. I've been listening to your listening to your show, everything you do, really, for a couple of years now. And Yeah, I just want to reach out and say thank you, man. It took me a long time to get to a point where I could forgive my mother in my heart for everything that she did, but I did that recently. I reached out to her, and I told her that I forgive her.
And what did she say?
It wasn't an easy conversation, you know. It's just like you speak about it in your show. She didn't really want to hear any of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She made an attempt to try to argue with me and you know, even get frustrated and angry and tried, you know, the manipulation like she's been doing my whole life. But I said what I had to say. And, you know, I told her I forgive her because I truly believe that the forgiveness is for me. It wasn't even necessarily for her.
That's right.
You
Absolutely.
Know? And, you know, but I'm definitely experiencing a lot less anger. And because, you know, until I started watching your show, I didn't realize where the anger that I had inside of me was coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I knew that I was frustrated with my mom and, you know, cause she tried to control me my whole entire life. And, you know, I struggled with addiction for a long time. And a lot of part of the reason why I actually pulled the trigger on calling you is that last caller you had where, you know, you were talking to him about, you know, if they really wanted to, they would get up off the street. I was homeless living under a bridge for 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, struggling with meth and heroin. And it was and you know, it wasn't until I made that, I was one of those crazy homeless people, you know, walking down the street and just struggling, talking to myself every day. And it wasn't until I made the right choice to actually ask for help and want to change.
Yes.
Where, you know, but I still, it's been 5 years for me now since I came up under that bridge, and I'm living a completely different life now. But I was still, that whole 5 years I had sober, I'm still struggling with this anger and this resentment that I have in my heart. A lot of it was from my mother. Half of it was probably from my dad, too.
Have you forgiven your father?
I'm trying to. I haven't gone to it. He's in prison, so I haven't actually spoken to him personally.
Why do you resent him? What did he do to you?
Well, my whole life growing up, he was very abusive to me. It started with my mother when I remember when I was a baby. He was very abusive to her. And then when I got old enough to the point where he started putting his hands on me, it was just not necessarily abusive, but abusive with the attitude like he really enjoyed it. He liked being a bully. He liked beating on his family. He liked beating on his son.
If you had not treated him the way your mother was treating him,
yeah.
Do you think he would have been that way with you? Because you took the side of your mother, and dealing with you was like dealing with his wife, your mother.
Maybe. I can see your point in that, and I think for a lot of people that is the case.
Yeah.
But in this situation, my dad struggled with his own demons. He was struggling a lot with. He was struggling with meth for a long time, and he and like I understand punishing your children, I really do. If your kids are acting out, punishing your children. But what my dad was doing was like above and beyond, and with the attitude like, listen, I'd like he got like some sick satisfaction on like putting me in the hospital.
Well, forgive him.
You know what I mean?
Make sure you forgive
I do.
Him.
I need to.
I
do. And, yes, sir.
How old are you now?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do. I definitely need to do that more.
Yeah, stay with that, Ryan. Stay with it. Stay with it so you can be present with love,
yes,
with God, and all things will be amazing for you.
Amen. Now, I got one more question before we get off the phone here,
yes.
Jesse, because you're a big proponent of marriage and talking about marriage. And I have a beautiful woman in my life that treats me very, very good, you know, and I see inside her that, you know, she struggles with that spirit that's inside of, you know, most women, not all, but most.
No,
you
know, where they want except for those who are overcoming now.
Yeah, they want to disobey their husbands and their boyfriends. And we struggle with that in our relationship sometimes, but I can see inside of her that she doesn't want to. You know what I mean? Where there's like certain situations in our relationship where, you know, I'm saying something, we need to do something. And she just got that thing inside of her where she just like wants to question me sometimes, but she second guesses it and doesn't. She'll give me a hard time a little bit and then stop on her own, which I think is a beautiful thing because she's recognizing it inside of her. But my question about marriage is what does God define marriage in the Bible? Is it actually getting the ring and having the certificate?
Well, marriage is only for those who want to have children. If you don't want to have children, it's best not to get married.
Well, we're actively trying.
And then are you trying right now?
We are actively trying, yes, sir. But there's some complications. She's a little bit, she's older, so it's kind of hard. Well, she's 35.
She's older than you?
It's been difficult for her. She is. She's 3 years older than me.
Amazing. And has she been married before?
She has not, no, sir.
How about you?
I have not, no, sir.
And so neither one of you have children?
I have one daughter, yes, but her mother took her away. Her mother took her away when I was all strung out on drugs, and it was a battle for a long time trying to get back in contact with my daughter. But I think naturally I came to the same conclusion you did, where if she's just one of those difficult people who's just being difficult.
Yeah.
And I understood why I was on drugs. I don't want that around my daughter either. That's dangerous. I didn't want that. But then when I got sober, it's still like, no. I'm married now. I have a new husband, and she's got a stepdaddy, and we don't need you at all. And I had to just let that go. Yeah, it was a mess, and I had to let it go.
Right on. I would highly recommend do what you want, of course.
Yes, sir.
But are you living with this woman right now, or is she living with
you? We do. We have a house together, and we have a beautiful relationship. And that's my whole question of marriage is I don't want to get married to the state. I don't trust the state. I don't trust the government, and they're going to take my money.
Well,
you know, and
well,
I don't.
She's going to take your money anyway.
I don't. All right. I don't believe that, but okay.
Why didn't you move in with her or let her move in with you? You're not married to her.
Because that was always our intention. That was always our intention is to get married.
And
it's just there's
go ahead.
There's just money issues involved with I owe money, and I don't want them to take her money, and I think she owes money when it comes to school, and I don't want them to. It's just a whole thing, and I don't want to go to the state to ask them. I want this woman to be my wife because I say she's my wife, and I want to get on my knees before God with just me and her in my room and give my vows to her and declare that, you know, I take her as my wife and she takes me here as her husband, and I don't want to have to go get some document from the state declaring that she is my wife.
But why don't you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. I should.
Why don't you do it? Why do you have a problem with that?
I don't know. I really, to be totally honest, I don't know.
So why are you?
I don't know where it's coming from.
But you don't know why you think that way and feel that way?
Maybe I'm just scared. Maybe. I don't know. Afraid of the commitment, probably, of it.
I'm sorry?
I'm probably just a little bit afraid of the commitment of it. Maybe I haven't put too much thought into it.
You're afraid of?
Other than just making excuses.
You're afraid of committing to a marriage?
No, not being a good husband.
Why would you marry a woman that you already see that's not going to obey you?
Well, it's not. I didn't say she wasn't obeying me.
I thought you said she'd give you a tough time about it.
No, I said she has that thing inside of her that wants her to obey me, but she's actively making an attempt to.
Oh, I see.
Do it anyways.
Is she working on herself?
She is.
Have she gone to forgive her mother?
She has.
Oh, good.
And her father. Her father's a little bit more. Her dad left when she was real young, and I don't think she has much communication with him. And he's about to die soon, but she listens to me when I bring up your show and I talk about everything that I'm learning from the things that you're saying and all the different shows you have. You know, she will sit there and listen to every single thing that I'm saying, and she is totally like tuned in to what I'm saying and wants to hear it and is like, okay, that's very interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Well,
so it's a beautiful thing.
If she's working on herself and you're working on yourself, you have a better chance of having a marriage until death do you part.
So.
But if you're working on yourself but she's not, or the other way around, you're going to catch hell. So I'm glad that at least she's working on herself.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful. It really is a beautiful thing.
But as far as giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar,
I recommend you do what you want
and what you think is best for you, but I recommend you do.
Yeah, and see, I think a lot of it was probably my pride and my anger, you know, that was coming from living in a place of unforgiveness where I'm just like, I want to do it my way. She's my wife because I say so, you know.
Right.
But this whole thing with forgiving my mother just happened like last week, so it's kind of, but I'm coming out of that place of pride and anger.
Well, you stay
with
this silent prayer, right? You haven't seen anything, man. It gets better and clearer and clearer and clearer.
Sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you. That's really what I want to call. I just wanted to call you and say thank you. You do some beautiful work, man. You're changing lives out here.
Stay with it. Thank you. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. I got to take a break. Back in a quick moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse. Like these videos. Like. Hit the like. Thank you. Also, I do cameo personal shout outs for you. Whatever the occasion is, weddings, birthdays, encouragement, happy whatever day. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Valentine, whatever it is, I do the personal shout outs for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I have amazing merch. Punchy's coffee. My own coffee. And it's so good. It makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands. Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee. You ever imagine that? What? And we have mugs, t-shirts, hats. When she cries, she's lying. Oh, anyone with anger is evil. All kinds of stuff there. And my books are amazing. And yes, I will sign the books. You have to say who you want me to sign it to. Put the name of the person, even if it's yourself. From a scam all the way to the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Amazing. And I will sign them. Make sure you indicate who you want me to sign them to. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime goes back into getting this work done. And thank you for helping us. Some of you have donated and are donating to helping us get new equipment around here. We got to upgrade everything. What the? So you can donate by going to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. Or you can mail it in. Make the check or money order out to Bond. Bond. And mail it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call, Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And again, the website is rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or scan the QR code to support Barn. All right? I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time caller, Derek, out of Massachusetts. Derek, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Derek. All is well, Derek.
Excellent. Yeah, I wanted to call and talk to you about family.
Okay.
And I've been trying to figure out how you help in the world, how do I help in the world. I ended up going into education, and I started to see some things. And it wasn't the things I grew up hearing, that it was, you know, racist white people or, you know, these things holding us back. A lot of it was just dysfunction. A lot of it is single mother headed households, which I was a part of, and I had to figure that out. And through 2020, I was able to open my eyes and kind of, that whole COVID time, kind of look through things. But I realized it was about family. And if, you know, specifically about Black people, if we can get our families back in order, we would be back in order. And I just dedicated my life to doing that. I'm married now. And then it's like the other part of like living it. And this is where I want to talk to you about family, like that structure and having that work, especially in, you know, this feminized society that we live in. I think a lot of callers kind of allude to that spirit that has been put in women today. And I remember you talking to this Muslim woman that was promoting polygamy. I can't remember like what your pushback was on it. But essentially, I just think getting to that kind of structure would really help combat that spirit. That
you said kind of she were promoting what now?
Polygyny.
Oh, you mean more than one wife?
Having multiple. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and specifically because you know the guy that was asking me questions before I talked to you, he said polygyny or polygamy. I think the big difference with polygyny is that it is a committed relationship. It's married. Like the previous caller, you know, he was all weirded out about the state. A lot of the states don't even allow this. So that is something that you have to kind of navigate.
You believe in having more than one wife?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think about...
How many do you have now?
Was Abraham in the wrong? You know, I think about Jacob for having four. Was he in the wrong? In 2 Samuel, God says that he would have given David more wives if he just followed his commandment.
So how many wives do you have right now?
I'm married to my lovely one wife.
But you want more than one?
The question was, I guess I didn't even really get to the question.
Okay.
But with this structure and with what's going on, I think having another wife would, or that kind of a structure would help with the current situation that we're dealing with, because there's just a lot of, that spirit is very strong right now.
What spirit?
I know you can have men that are...
What spirit is very strong?
I guess it's the Jezebel spirit. It's like it's the oppositional, the... just like, you know, a lot of people will talk about when you get married, that opposition. And a part of that is supposed to make you stronger. And, of course, you're supposed to go to your father, and he's going to help
but
you.
But, Derek, I'm not quite understanding. Are you saying that because the spirit of evil is so strong in a woman... that the man should have more than one wife?
You are, I like how you ask questions. I think it would be able to put up a mirror to what they're doing, some of the tactics.
So let me, just for to be clear, though, are you saying that because of the evil spirit in the woman, the man should have more than one wife?
It's not because of that.
Why should a man have... But you are saying that you believe a man should have more than one wife, right? Are you saying that? Not to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you saying that a yeah. man should have more than one wife?
Not that he should, but that is something that is in the biblical tradition.
What do you mean?
And I don't see why that should, when I talk about Abraham.
Oh, I see, from the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, he's only supposed to have one wife.
So in Matthew 25, when he's talking about heaven is 10 virgins, and him getting married to 10.
What?
And half of them had their oil, their lamps lit, and the other half didn't have their lamps lit. And he only was going to get married to the five that were ready for him.
But
he talks about that.
In the New Testament, for sure, it only allows for one wife and one husband for the ladies. Why do you? How do you think if a man can't even deal with one woman with all that hell in her, how is he going to be able to handle more than one?
The fact that
and then, it didn't say that he was going to marry the virgin. What's up?
I mean, is it Brad, Jesse? Come on, is Brad. They're getting ready to be married. That's the whole point of the
No,
the
you're assuming that. You're assuming that.
What else are they going to do? What else are they going to do? It's funny. But
you
I
can't even handle one woman, the hell in one woman. How are you going to handle it in two or three or however many?
When there's two or three, and I think three is actually the perfect number. Three.
But how are you going to handle the hell in three when you can't handle it in one?
I'm doing my role and I'm fulfilling my role. I'm just looking at a larger picture outside of myself and bringing it back to like, you know, my vocation. Seeing a lot of these young men.
But what I
want
to know though, you're not. What I want to know. You can't even handle one woman. How are you going to handle more than one?
I just answered you. I said I am, and I'm fulfilling that role. It's not that it's easy. I'm not saying that it's, you know, there are things that you have to learn, and God's teaching me. He's showing me what I need to do.
But what do you mean by that?
Handling the hell.
What do you mean by that?
It's not me handling the hell in one. That's not my cross to bear, but leading the family. And it being about the family, and that's what I figured out. Like, it's not about all the race stuff. It's about family. And how do you build a stronger family? And part of that is having, you have the father and you have enough. Like, the best thing I can give my kids.
But, Derek, I don't quite know what you're saying. That, because of time, let me just ask, how long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years in August.
Okay. And so are you saying that you, Derek, want more than one wife?
If God would give me that.
You want more than one wife?
If God would give me that, sure.
No, but I'm asking,
I don't see what's wrong with that.
I'm not saying it's wrong or right at this point. I'm trying to get some clarity in the conversation. Are you saying that you want more than one wife?
I've already, yes.
And yes, why? Yes, and why?
In this economy, it's kind of hard to get momentum and without like, I don't know, we're trying to cut down, we're doing all the things, getting extra jobs, but like being able to put people towards like building out a business, and I think that's more of where you have to go, something.
So you want more than one wife so they can help you financially?
No, 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 no.
So I'm just setting the stage. I guess you said for time. So family. So like when the kids are here, it's you definitely have more hands on for taking care of the kids. A lot of what's happening now is that people just have to work. You're going out.
But why can't the one wife take care of the kids?
So depending on where we are, like I'm in Massachusetts. I guess we can move, right? Find a place that might be a little bit cheaper, but just looking at the being able to get certain things, you're going to have more people working.
Why? If you marry and you and your wife are married, why do you need more people to help you?
It's not about them just helping, but it's like, I guess it is about helping, but it's like you can have a larger family that way.
Why? If you can't take care of the one wife and the one child or a couple of children, how is it going to make it easier if you have more than one wife and a whole bunch of children? How is that going to be easier?
That's being worked towards. You don't just, you know, like I'm just in year two. So what? That's being worked towards. But in me looking ahead, in me seeing, like, all right, what are the, like, childcare is crazy expensive.
But have your wife stay home and watch over your child, and you take care of the family financially.
I don't know if I'll be able to pay for everything that way.
Then why get married?
I mean, we're working towards it.
Toward what?
Getting rid of all the debts. There's all these debts that you have to get through, which...
But why did you marry a woman that was already in debt?
I mean, a lot of people are in debt. That's what I'm saying of my generation. A lot of us are in debt.
But if you let's say your wife are in debt and you're in...
college story.
But, John, I mean Derek.
That's what it was said. That's what it was said. You go to college, then you get a job. I believed all that. She believed all that. A lot of us believed all that. And a lot of us are in debt right now.
But why did you, Derek, because of time, because of time, you were already in debt from college and stuff like that. She was already in debt. Why would you marry someone that's already in debt? Why not wait until you got out of debt and she got out of debt and then marry? Because the way you're seeing things, the way you, this idea about having more than one wife, you're going to dig a deeper hole for yourself.
And deeper hole.
Yeah, because you got a big family to take care of now, and those women are not going to get along living together. And you're going to deal with a whole bunch of, let's say you get married, you're going to have three Satans, all the demons in them. You're not going to be able to handle that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah.
You understand that?
Maybe we could try to talk another time. I love to hear.
Do you understand that,
Derek? I started a nonprofit around family. So I would love to hear, like.
Hey, Derek.
How do you.
Derek, yes. Do you understand that you're going to have three devils with a whole bunch of demons?
I honestly believe that if they have to account for each other.
That doesn't work that way, Derek. Women don't even like each other. Ain't no way they're going to count for each other. And it's not their responsibility. It's not their responsibility to account for each other. The one person is accused.
Women are more social than men.
I'm sorry?
Women are more social than men.
And that's not a good thing.
But that they have that energy in them where they need to be social. So why not have that?
And the reason for that, because they're so angry and evil, they got to keep active, because if they didn't, that evil would catch up with them and they may overcome it, and they don't want to overcome it.
Well, if they had sisters in the home to help them overcome, and the Bible says that.
It didn't work that way when they grew up with sisters.
I think that needs to be rebuilt, and that's a way for that to be rebuilt through this kind of a system.
No.
Where
Derek, would have to it's been rebuilt by work. No, Derek. It's being rebuilt by a return to the Father. forgive the mother and return to the father spiritually. You're not going to rebuild this by having three wives. You're going to make it worse. Derek, do you hear that smoke detector in your house?
I'm glad I called you, man.
Are you black?
Yeah.
Do you hear that smoke detector?
You know, I've slept through it so many times.
What?
I've slept through it so many times. It kind of turned. There it goes.
How come black people don't put new batteries in their smoke detectors?
You know what? I've done that. I've done that. You sound like my wife now. You sound just like her. I've done that, and then it just does it again. I just need to take it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek, call me again. I got to run. I suggest, do what you want. I suggest that you forgive your mother, forgive your father, and return to God. And then you will be able to deal with the one wife you have, and you will see that you don't need two wives, because if you get two or three wives, you're bringing on hell that you're not ready for.
And I guess the next time we talk, you tell me about the hell that you deal with regardless.
Okay, I will. Call me again.
Okay, have a good one, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, last week, a missed super chat toward the end there. Skip log fire, a little something for new equipment. List two.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Skip log.
Thank you, Skip log.
On the Fallen State premiere, Mari said, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you back.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
it. Yeah.
Marky M says, thank you, sir.
And thank you. Amazing.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Kevin S., have an awesome day.
You too. Amazing.
I, Anomaly, welcome new Bond member on YouTube. That's
thank
cool.
you. That's amazing.
Nick M., Nick Monty, Nick from Minnesota here. The more I stay present, the more I lose the interest in the things of the world. I used to feel emotion when I think of things I want. Now I can take it or leave it. Thanks, Hans.
Right on, right on. You stay with it. Overcome the world, and you will by overcoming the world inside of you. Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony H., Jesse, thank you for the reminder, Harmony Harms, that is, I think, right, that there is nowhere to go. We are already here. When we work on ourselves, we are only growing and understanding to what already is.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone in JLP crew yesterday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend and amazing fellowship. Happy early Easter much to my fam and chat. Love you guys.
Amazing. Happy Easter. Thank you. When is Easter?
This Sunday. Last Sunday, yesterday, was Palm Sunday.
Who?
Palm Sunday.
What does
that mean? The Jews laid down the palm branches for Jesus to have his donkey walk across.
Oh, was Jesus there?
And Jesus was there, and they said, Hail, King of the Jews.
Oh, Jesus walked across the palm again?
Yep.
Yesterday?
Well, it was the anniversary.
Thank you. Back in a
Check
moment. Hate news.
Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. such as pray for Tiger Woods. He was arrested at the crash scene on suspicion of DUI, driving under the influence, not necessarily of alcohol. According to the sheriff, on Friday, the 27th of March, just this past weekend, just before the weekend, I guess, golf legend Tiger Woods arrested on Jupiter Island, Florida, after his Land Rover, it's a car, vehicle, rolled onto its side following a collision with a pickup truck. Oh, I didn't know that. He was uninjured, but charged with DUI, property damage, and refusing a lawful test. Martin County Sheriff John Budenciek stated Tiger Woods showed signs of impairment at the scene. A breathalyzer, though, registered 0.0 or 0.00, I think, for alcohol, but he refused a urine test, and I can't blame him, leading to charges for refusal to submit to a lawful test. Tiger Woods was arrested for driving under the influence back in 2017. Also in Jupiter, he was traveling on a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit road when a crash occurred. This marks his second DUI arrest. That was all like 9-ish years ago. And if you remember in 2021, he had that crazy crash where he almost, doctors were considering amputation. He messed up his legs and feet and stuff. And he's had back problems, all kinds of stuff. And I think one time he thinks that it was like a bad cocktail of, not alcoholic pot cocktail, but a combination of painkillers. I don't know. Released on bond after 8 hours in custody, Tiger Woods faces potential legal penalties under Florida law that may affect his professional schedule. His arrest intensifies scrutiny of his leadership roles in professional golf and medication management. He's involved in leadership and medication management? I don't know. Maybe I'm misreading that. With the Masters tournament beginning April 9th, uncertainty surrounds Tiger Woods' participation in the major championship. He also faces a deadline to decide whether to serve as U.S. Ryder Cup captain for the 2027 matches in Ireland. We're pulling for you, sir. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and we all ought to love the females. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your super chats, if it be the Lord's will, and if the creek shan't rise. All right? And it is fake news, not fake news, as you probably know. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby. Nice. Nice. Very cool. Catch Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It was excellent yesterday. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And nice. Trump has signed an executive action, according to Ground News. That's where I got the information from the Tiger Woods situation, too. Ground News. Trump signs executive action to pay TSA, Transportation Security Administration, employees. For the first time since, I think, a month and a half ago, after Congress failed to agree on DHS funding. Because the Democrats don't want the law enforced with regard to the immigration situation. They're in favor of illegal aliens being in here in the country illegally. And all kinds of disorder and false mess. Reminds me of Europe, where these so-called human rights people are ready to mess up European countries for the sake of so-called human rights. What a mess, huh? The TSA pay, it may be coming, but airport delays could persist, and ICE agents may not leave soon. Tom Homan said, we'll see, or I'll let you know, something to that effect. Speaking of immigration and all this stuff and travel, Somaliland, you ever heard of that? It's an African nation, according to Ground News, says that they would consider an extradition request for Representative Ilhan Omar following allegations of immigration fraud. J.D. Vance said that she definitely committed immigration fraud. Whoa. He was in an interview with a competitor of Hake's. And so I don't know what's going on over there. But imagine that. Ilhan Omar. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you love whom or what you hate? Brand new biblical question, why do you love whom or what you hate? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen to it as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. Good versus evil. Right versus wrong. There's no in between. It's the only thing that's happening. It's not physical at all. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. If you doubt me, work on overcoming the evil in you. You're going to see the depths of the evil inside of you, and you're going to be like, what the? And you will understand what's going on with others. You will understand that human beings are wicked. Why do you think human beings treat each other the way they do? We're all created in the image of God, and yet we treat each other like animals until you start to overcome that. Think about it. There's no love. And we're created in the image of love. What happened? All the traumas and the abuse and the deceit and all the stuff we go through when we were born, it creates bitterness. It creates evil. It doesn't create love. But once you become of age, you can overcome it if you want to. The only reason you are still in the condition that you're in, one reason and one reason only, you want to be there. You want to be miserable. You want to be unhappy. You want to be revengeful and jealous and evil. And you want to live with fear and doubt and worry and belief. Evil people live with belief. They love belief. Who will I be if I had no belief? They say. Who are you with belief? I say. I ask. Ask. Why do you settle for belief when you can know? What's wrong with knowing rather than believing? People with belief are lost. All people with belief are lost. They got a pocket full of beliefs, and they're lost. Who told you you need to believe instead of telling you you can know? Think about it. What will happen if you drop your belief? Won't you give it a try and see? Let me drop my beliefs and see what happens. Won't you try it? All thoughts or all lies all the time about anything. And one thing I can guarantee you, there's not one person on the planet with belief that is of love. They are all of hate. Every person with belief, whether you believe in Jesus or you believe in Buddha or you believe in the Pope or you believe in the Mormon or you believe in the Allahu Abba, whatever, your belief, you're evil. And you will fight to hold on to your belief. You will kill for it. What a sad way to live. Boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. Washington Post. The Pentagon is preparing for weeks of ground operation in Iran. U.S. officials said, as thousands of American soldiers and Marines arrive in the Middle East for what could become a dangerous new phase of war, should President Donald Trump choose to escalate. Why is this from CBS News?
As the war with Iran enters a fifth week, concern is growing of a potential ground invasion by U.S. troops. Christian Benavidez has the latest.
The U.S. conflict with Iran entered its 30th day on Sunday, with fresh airstrikes hitting Tehran. The strikes come as Iran's parliament speaker warned the U.S. against a ground invasion and threatened to step up attacks on U.S. allies. Also on Sunday, foreign ministers of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt met in Pakistan to discuss how to bring the U.S. and Iran back to the negotiating table. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed to the U.S. and U.S. allies, driving up oil and gas prices. On Friday, President Trump expressed optimism with how the war is progressing.
On Iran, they are being decimated. They are talking. We are talking now. They want to make a deal. Very simply, our military is the greatest in the world by far.
The president has repeatedly said that he has not ruled out putting U.S. boots on the ground in Iran in order to bring the conflict to an end.
Amazing. Boots on the ground, but we'll see. Have a wait and see. No pain, no gain. Be patient. The Ukraine president claimed the Russians are back in Iran and 3,500 Marines have arrived in the Middle East. This is from CBS and GMA.
But a number of European leaders, including Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, are warning the U.S. Russia is assisting Iran.
This is the answer. Do they help Iranians? Of course. How many percent? 100%. Yes.
You think it's in Vladimir Putin's interest for this war,
yes,
at least to drag on?
100%.
On Saturday, a U.S. Marine expeditionary unit, which includes about 3,500 sailors and Marines, arrived in the Middle East.
New images capturing the first set of U.S. ground troops in the Middle East. U.S. Central Command announcing that the 3,500 sailors and Marines of the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit arrived in the region on Friday aboard the USS Tripoli.
Amazing. What a time. What a time. What a time. The Washington Post has reported that according to a recent poll, one conducted jointly by the Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, Chi-Town, Chicago, found that 62% of respondents strongly opposed the use of ground troops in Iran, with just 12% in favor. This is from APNORC.org. Here's the image of that. The poll.
Correct, just as you said.
You haven't seen it yet?
Say again?
This is your first time seeing it?
This image?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, man. Derek told me he was going to see it. Well, let's move on. But
no,
apparently...
but it says what you're saying, though.
I'm sorry?
It says what you're saying, though.
Oh, okay. Here's a poll conducted on March 19th through 23 with 1,000 plus adults, plus 18 nationwide. Some people for it, some are against it. Let's have a wait and see. The president seemed pretty confident that all is well. Who would you rather have in charge of the country, Biden or Obama or Trump? Thank you, Mr. President. The great white hope, of course. Amazing. One other quick story that I get to your calls here. Did you hear about this? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Fox 5 is reporting. A New Jersey man has been arrested and charged with planning to firebomb a prominent Palestine activist home. calling the plan an assassination plot. Well, that's from Fox 5.
Yeah, the major breaking news here today. The NYPD and the FBI raiding the suspect's home. This happened in Hoboken, New Jersey last night. They say they found 8 Molotov cocktails and prevented an assassination plot. And tonight, a New Jersey man is under arrest. Now, law enforcement says this woman that you're looking at right here, she is 31-year-old Nurdine Kiswani. She was the target of the assassination plot. She lives in Brooklyn with her husband and infant son. Kiswani is a high-profile activist who has organized several controversial pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests. She co-founded the group Within Our Lifetime. Now, at one of the protests, she was interviewed by Fox 5.
Standing with the people of Gaza and Palestine that have been under a crippling siege and blockade for the better part of the last 2 decades.
And take a look at this right here. This is the suspect's home in Hoboken. He has been identified as 26-year-old Alexander Heifler. The NYPD says one of its undercover detectives infiltrated a group chat that he was a member of, and He befriended him several weeks ago, and then at the suspect's home yesterday, saw the Molotov cocktails. Authorities say that he planned to throw them at Kiswani's home and at 2 parked cars outside of her home.
Amazing. I'm always interested and surprised when I see these people doing this on the American soil. Pro-Palestine and anti-Israel and all that mess, knowing that they see us as the big Satan and they see Israel as the little Satan. I never imagined that one day they would be in America outwardly shouting this kind of stuff. What has happened to my country? Tell me what's going on. And you got a woman in charge there, according to a report. The gates of hell come through the woman. And you're putting the gates of hell in charge of your country. What do you expect gonna happen? The gates of hell. Yes, I know the location is in Israel. I've been there. But it's coming through the woman. Well, I won't back down. I won't be pushed around. What a mess. The Palestine activist stated she will not stop speaking. She's not going to stop speaking up for Palestine. And sources indicated the New Jersey man planned to flee to Israel following the attack. Watch this from CBS News.
Kiswani is the leader of Within Our Lifetime, an organization that's drawn sharp criticism from pro-Israeli groups. She shared an article on the firebombing plot online Friday and said, "I will not stop speaking up for the people of Palestine." Prosecutors say Heifler expressed to the detective that some of the Molotov cocktails would be thrown at cars and some would be thrown directly into Kiswani's home.
Police sources say Heifler had plans to flee to Israel after the attack. He's being held without bail for now, but he could be back in court as soon as next week for discussions about bail.
Do you see the evil in all this? Human beings fighting human beings. Human beings fighting human beings. Where is the love in that? Where is the love in that? The first and the greatest commandment is that we must love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. Where's the love? There's no love. human beings don't love one another. What? Nobody love nobody. But you can if you return to love. Without love, you have nothing. You can gain the world and lose your soul because you don't have love. And not emotional love, not human love. Human love is that of evil. God's love is life. It's everything. And anyone that has anger is evil. And I know you've been saying, oh, Jesus was angry. Jesus did not have human love, human anger. Believe me. Your anger is not what you think Jesus had. And it's going to get worse. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air. Hey, Brandy.
Hey, you hear me?
You're on the air.
Okay. My question is, why is it that they call us white people colonizers when everybody on Earth is a colonizer?
What's the definition of a colonizer?
It is like a settler, someone that moves from one place to another and builds.
Oh, I see. Well, they call the whites that because they're jealous of the whites, and they want to control the whites so they can take back all the good things that white people have done for themselves. It's about
control. I noticed that Hawaiians call us white people colonizers, but in fact, they are colonizers too. I think it's so funny how dumb they are.
So like, the Hawaiian people call white people colonizers?
Yes.
Where are they from?
They're from the Philippines.
Oh, so the people in Hawaii are from the Philippines?
Yeah, they came over on a canoe, and they are, in fact, themselves a colonizer. I think it's so funny how dumb they are. It's like there is no such thing as indigenous people. Even Adam and Eve got kicked out of heaven and moved. Everybody on Earth is a colonizer.
And why do you think that? Why do you think? Why do you think white people put up with it?
Because we're dumb, I guess. I don't know why we put up with it, but I do. Like sometimes I will be like, you know, that you are a colonizer too, right? There is no such thing as indigenous people, and they tell me I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. I'm actually right. You guys just look retarded. And I just find it funny, don't you?
I see it as evil. I don't know how funny it is, but it is evil. But I think what's worse is that this country was founded, built, created by white people, and all these people want to be here, but they try to hurt the very same people that built the country. They want to move into their homes and destroy them. That is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it is. And I think something big's going to come. I think a lot of people are going to get killed.
Well, I hope not.
Because, Islam's already here. They're going to end up attacking us. And all these protesters that are in the street calling for Hamas to be here, they're all going to end up losing their lives.
Well, I hope it doesn't get to that point that somebody wake up before that happens. I do find it very, very, mamma mia, very interesting that America knows that the Allahu Akbar people see them as the big Satan. And the mission of the Muslims is to control. They want to enforce the Allahu Akbar religion on all people, and they see us as the big Satan in the way, and they see Israel as the small Satan, and they have allowed these people to come into our country and shout, "Death to America!" That's mind-blowing to me, Brandy.
Yeah, I was telling Haik that for them to usher in their Messiah, they have to kill many, many people. That is their belief. They have to kill many people to usher in their Messiah.
Well, I don't know if they're going to kill people, but I just think they may do it without even killing people because the people have fear. And if you have fear, you have no power, no authority at all. And so they may not have to kill anyone. The Americans have already allowed them into the country, so they don't have to kill anybody. They're already here. And remember that Ilhan Omar ladies in our government and the Sashi, whatever her name is. So they're already here. They don't have to kill to get what they want. They got it.
Yeah, I think they're gonna end up attacking us though. They're not just gonna leave. I think that Mauna Kea is gonna end up erupting.
What?
The volcano Mauna Kea, the volcano that is out here in Hawaii that hasn't erupted since before Christ walked the earth.
Why do you think it's gonna erupt?
Because I think a lot of things are gonna wake up. I think God is speaking to his people, and he's
God
going to wake them
to
up.
Tell you something.
Yeah.
God
is trying
to tell you something. But you think God going to erupt a volcano to make a point?
Yeah. And
God
doesn't
operate that way.
Why not?
Because he's of love, not of hate. God rebuke the devil from you. He doesn't put the devil in you.
But if you turn from him, he'll let the devil attack you.
Right, but
A volcano erupting?
Oh, God's not going to create a volcano erupting. He doesn't operate that way. He's all love.
I think that Mauna Kea is going to erupt.
If
it
does,
I
don't know if that will.
I
don't know if that will or will not happen, but I do know it will have nothing to do with God.
I think that a shaking is about to come to the world to snap them out of their evilness.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to put that in words.
What do you mean by that?
I think that these people, they are so blind to the truth, that the only thing that will be able to wake them up is something dramatic like that, like how they just got flooded. It has woke a lot of people up, and I think that it's just not enough for these people, that something bigger is going to have to come.
Well,
and I think the only thing is,
again, I don't know that, because most people love pain, and so even if they had a volcano eruption, that doesn't mean that they're going to change. People love pain, because if they didn't love pain, they can overcome pain without something happening.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you have any advice
on
how to handle the, if somebody calls me a colonizer, do you have any advice on how I should handle it?
Yeah. You should forgive them and don't argue with them and don't get angry at them. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They're asleep.
Okay.
And don't argue with them. Don't try to prove anything. They are asleep. Forgive them.
All right. I have not argued with them. I've pointed it out that there's no such thing as indigenous people and everyone's a colonizer, and I leave it at that. But I just find it just funny how people are so dumb.
Well, don't argue with them and don't be angry, all right?
All righty. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks.
All right. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pulse.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm a, I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11, right after the JLP show. E. White. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. On fire. Energy given to him by God. Trump has it, and the rest of it, the Anchor Baby got it. Not a loan, but a gift. And this Thursday, it's the first Thursday of the month, men's forum, men only every first Thursday of the month, ladies only every third Thursday of the month. And those meetings are amazing at 7 p.m. this Thursday. And thank you all for your support. I want you to know our battle is a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with ism, no racism and all that mess. That's a lie. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness, evil in high places. And human beings are evil. You know it. I know it. Look how human beings treat each other. Is that love in that? That's only hate. They are of their father, the devil. And again, the first rule and the greatest rule is to love God what's right, love what's right, with all your heart, soul, and might. And love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't have love, you have nothing. And love is not a mama's love. It's not emotional. God's love is a dispassionate love. Satan's love is a passionate love. What the? And that's not love. It's an imitation, a false imitation of love. look how human beings, all races, treat one another. There's no love in that. And it's going to get worse. That's why you must. And there are men and women around the world who are admitting to themselves, and talking out loud, they are evil. And they have to forgive their mothers, all races, no matter black, white, no, or yellow. Well, not yellow, because there's no such thing as yellow people, right? Yes, there are. What?
Yes, there are.
What's a yellow person?
All Asians are yellow.
How come they look like whites?
Because they're a little bit yellowish, but it's subtle.
All races, you must forgive your mothers and return to your father. Return to love. Salvation is about love. If you have no love, you are evil. And your whole mission is to hurt others so that you may get a thrill. You get a thrill out of hurting. What the? You get this week assignment for the fellowship for a whole week. I suggested the assignment for a whole week, 1 week only. And if you do it for a week, you're on your way. Resist anger for 1 week. Forgive for a week instead of getting angry. Resist anger for 1 week. And see what happens. You were created by God so that he to use you to bring love upon the earth. You were created to love, not to hate, to forgive, not to resent. And there's never time to be angry. Did you hear this from the New York Post? A former small-town Illinois mayor, Tiffany Hinyard, called on state officials to allow President Trump to send federal forces into Chicago after her father was nearly killed in a shooting on Wednesday. Here is Tiffany speaking out about the shooting. Watch this from X.
I may be tripping, Derek.
It's C30-0 near the third hour.
Why am I not seeing what you guys are seeing?
30-5A. It just said 30-0 here.
I'm not seeing what you guys are seeing. Sorry.
30-5AB. We'll come back to that. Let me go to the calls, and then let me know who you have it read in it, and we'll play it. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey. What y'all? Hope y'all had a good weekend.
Oh, it was amazing, Rick. How was yours?
No, it was good. Went by fast, but it was pretty good.
Right on. Amazing.
It was pretty good. Wow, man. Did you hear anything? Now I hear on the media, someone said, President Trump said that he can't stand by a black military, black female military officer. Did you hear that going around?
No, I was not aware of that at all.
I've been seeing it on social media, but I haven't heard none that Trump said. They was trying to say somebody from his advisors or cabinet members group means leaked it out, and that's what he said. I said, I won't believe it until I hear Trump say that he said it.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, you know, I wouldn't even put any credit to it at all, because these people want the great white hope out of office, so they'll say...
Yeah, that they do.
Rick, there's a dog or somebody. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, the background. I'm outside, man. Let me walk over. Can you hear me now?
No, that's even worse.
Oh, hold on. What about now? Still worse. That's my next door. I'm outside now. Can you hear me now, Jesse?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, yeah, and it's so crazy, Jesse, too. At the same time, with that Tiffany Hinyard, her father got shot at.
Did you see that?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it until you brought it up today. But she was a very corrupt mayor, man. She was a Democrat one time. Now she's trying to convert over to the Republicans. If I was a Republican, I wouldn't accept it. She just needs to run out as independent. She was a mess. Just take it.
Hold on, Ray. I want to play that so that people see what we were talking about. Hold on a minute.
Yes.
This is Tiffany.
I got him muted. WGN News, Jesse. I'm ready.
Okay.
Watch this.
We are following some breaking news right now. The father of former Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard was shot and seriously injured in Chicago. 65-year-old Ronald Henyard was shot in the neck last night near Douglas Park. Police say it happened before 6 o'clock in the evening in the 1300 block of South Kedzie. He was taken to the hospital in serious condition. So far, no one is in custody, but scanner traffic reported 3 people running from the scene. Tiffany Henyard wrote on Facebook that the shooting has shaken her family. She's calling on Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson to accept the president's help to address violent crime in the city. Tiffany Henyard is now living in Chicago. She is living in Atlanta. She is running for a seat on the Fulton County Board of Commissioners.
Is this that woman that they've been trying to get rid of? When she was... No, maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
She was.
She looked familiar.
She made major headlines over the recent years.
Yeah. She was like spending the money or something. But
Super Mayor.
But the people were yelling at her or something.
Yeah.
Amazing. So now she won't help, huh? She had to wait, according to a report, for her daddy to be shot at before she finally asked for help. What the?
Yes, you a mess, man. That's how Democrats.
I think that's the woman that they were trying when she was mayor.
Yes,
that's exactly who she is.
She was a mess.
She was why
she was money
mayor of that city, but
yep, they tried to get rid of her.
She was not mayor anymore.
Yeah, she's not mayor. They finally got rid of her. I think she's under investigation from spending. Of course, most like I always said before. Most black politicians that go to jail be Democrats. So, she's on the investigation. She's going to run down to Fulton County and try to run for office down there. If anybody vote for her, man, I guess a question people's morality.
Reminder of who she is. I know she looked familiar. This is from, you have that name? Here's a reminder of Tiffany. For my ex.
It's Black History Month. As the first African-American female mayor of Dalton, of course I'm misunderstood.
I don't do anything as relates to with credit cards. As you heard me speak today in my board meeting about, I do not handle that.
Some of those charges are for you, though.
No, sir.
You didn't go to Las Vegas? What is that?
No comment.
You don't know if you were in Las Vegas?
Of course I do.
Did you fly first class to Las Vegas?
Any other questions?
You're not going to answer how taxpayer dollars are being spent? That seems odd.
I just answered it. What do you mean? I just answered your questions.
You said you wouldn't answer about Las Vegas.
You asked me a question and I responded.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
What the heck?
Yep.
That's her. I didn't know they had gotten rid of her.
Mm-hmm. They've been trying to get rid of her for years, Jesse. I mean, she was a mess, man. She was, to my understanding, she was dating somebody's husband, dating the man I was married, and they got into a fight in the city hall. And she took off her shoes, ran in, and jumped into the fight and everything. Man, it's a myth.
She would call America, according to the Daily Mail, she would call America worst mayor. And she served as mayor of Dalton, Illinois, from
Dalton,
2021
Illinois.
To 2025, according to Wikipedia. What a mess!
And they voted for it. Like I always said, Jesse, you know, now she's going down to Atlanta to try to run for office down there. Now, people still vote for her knowing what she did up in Dalton, Illinois. They get whatever they deserve, Jesse. You know what I mean?
That's for sure. Absolutely.
They get whatever they deserve. All they got to do is go back and talk to the residents of Dalton, Illinois, how they try to get rid of that. She's squandered city money, all that stuff.
According to the reports. I don't know, but that's what the report says.
Oh, yeah.
Rick,
you
got
something else, man. I'm sorry about that.
It was definitely
a big ghetto there, man.
Right on. Thank you, Rick.
Well, okay, Jay. Well, thanks for taking my call. Love you, brothers. Y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy. Super, super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mark S. says, real love is free and all around me, thanks to God.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G., it's about time. We are free from evil, and we receive love from God. Salute.
We are free from heartaches no more. Pain will that be. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus G. John Z., all is well, regardless of self-imposed hell in others. There's nothing to fear. Best to all. Thanks for sharing.
Thank
Thumbs
you.
Up.
And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Hannes. Hey, Jesse, question. In recent times, I've grown out of the ego. I've noticed I scare women more often than not. I don't do anything in particular. Just treat them like I would anyone else. Not just treating them special as before. They tell me they're scared of me more, like they respect me more. Is this normal? Thank you, Jesse. Sorry for the unpithiness, Hake. Thanks, Hans White, laughing with sweat.
Well, I don't know what you mean by afraid of you, scared of you. I don't know what that means, so I can't respond. But I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannes. Lori, hey, thank you for church, Jesse. I appreciate what you said about God's plan is not physical. It's easy to blame God when something bad happens and say it's part of his plan. Instead of remembering the devil's busy and he makes bad things happen in unconsciousness, God does not punish or test us. That's clear to me.
Right on.
See, Lori.
Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. Nice.
Eric, five coffees. At Bond, if you take the elevator to the 50th floor, there's a theater where we watch movies.
Where?
At Bond, if you go to the 50th floor, there's a theater where we watch movies.
Bond doesn't have a 50th floor. What the?
But we're going to the 50th floor this year.
Oh, you mean with the spiritual thing. Right on. All the way up to the 50th floor. It's time to leave the basement. Thank you.
Someone with seven. Fellowship was deep. Letting go of the idea of having free will or not having free will is amazing. The prison only exists in thought.
Amazing. Absolutely. And this week's assignment, resist anger for 1 week. Just 1 week. That's going to be interesting. Thank you.
And he, biblical question answer.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
It's the spiritual process of becoming whole. In the Old Testament, God hated the evil in mankind so much, it provoked him to sacrificial love. Christian cross emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Five from Eric in response to the BQ, why do you love whom or what you hate?
Yes.
All lost emotional dependencies turn into resentments. I, the ego, hate anyone I need because I've given them control of my happiness. This belief causes me to compulsively think about controlling them, which I confuse with love.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Lori with the BQ answer, why do you love whom or what you hate?
Yes.
Because there's still evil in me that loves hell. Otherwise, I would let go and have absolute love and peace.
Amazing. Thank you, Laura, right?
Lori.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Fazul, drop having to prove something. Be free.
I am free of heartache no more. Pain. Will there be? Why are you banging your eyes so fast?
I'm squinting in pain. I'm wincing in pain.
Don't be jealous. Thank you.
Jean-Claude J-Pep, no message.
Thank you, sir. Amazing.
Anthony L. with a dumbbell loaded up with weights.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Marilyn, there's no fellowship like a bond fellowship. Truly enlightening. Love is the only path indeed. Heart, black thanks hands.
Christ's message was about love. There's no love in the world. He brought the message of love, forgiveness, love, not hate. Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bops, I want autographs since you're on the new Yay Bully LP, says Cloud Bops with his fake news.
Don't be jealous. Amazing.
Cloud Bops mixing up his albums, too.
It's with
Hassan's, Huss. Yeah. H-A-S-S, Huss' new album.
Hassan, amazing.
Eric, five coffees. When I give up belief, I'm one with truth.
Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer, let me get this straight. Caller wants more than one wife, but can't even fully provide for one. Crazy face with tongue sticking out. He can't even change his smoke detector battery, says Everblazer. Well, he says he changed it, but it just kept on doing it more.
Right. I didn't quite understand. I knew he was kind of saying he wanted more, but he didn't want to say he wanted more wives.
Oh,
he did
kind
of say it, though. I wasn't really for sure.
Indeed.
But thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Jake Husden on D-Live. I got these lemons because James has subbed to me for 2 years. Nice.
What?
You're welcome, and thank you.
What happened?
I subscribed to that guy on D-Live, and so he gave me back lemons to the Jason Lee Peterson Show via diamonds.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Base Nation with a rumble rant. Does it matter where I donate the money, Jesse?
To bond. Right?
Yep, to bond.
To bond.
Find the best place.
B-O-N-D at rebuildingaman.com/donate.
Or via jesseleepeterson.com/show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, chirp, change the battery in that ceiling burb, caller.
It was funny how he was cracking up when I asked him, was he black?
That was funny.
Amazing.
Lori, belief is so deceitful because it can convince me I know something. Belief is so dangerous, I don't even realize I'm in a belief till it's revealed I'm believing a lie, says she.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe, every time I hear a newborn baby cry, I believe. You hear this song?
And he bought a coffee.
You heard that song before, Nick?
Many times.
Uh-huh.
Many,
from you.
Many times.
Amazing. Thank you.
Morning, Half-Breed. Did you hear that Elon's considering buying OnlyFans after the owner's death to shut it down permanently? Hope he does. It's a great strategy to combat the evil spirit of feminism that believes women don't need men.
Amazing. No, I didn't hear that.
I hadn't heard it either.
Did you hear that on April 1st? They're going to the moon, right?
Allegedly. They could go as early as Wednesday, April 1st.
But that's not Elon. That's a government moon thing, right?
Right. That's NASA.
And do you know some people don't believe we went the first time?
Right.
What the? And I think those are flat earthers.
Yes. Flat earthers oftentimes tend to be space deniers. They don't even, not only do they believe that we didn't even go to the moon, they don't even believe that space is real.
How come flat earthers don't believe any reality? They believe everything that's wrong. But anyway, thank you.
Trauma. Someone with three coffees. Keep up the amazing work, Jesse and crew. Strong arm. I'm brown and he black. Big grin.
That's right. He black. He brown. Thank you and thank you for your support.
Groovy Psycho 1, been a member for a month on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel. Jesse plus Yay plus God, or Jesse by Yay by God equals amazing.
Amazing.
Thanks, hands, hug, strong arm, black heart.
It's Hassan's album, but Ye is on it, and so am I. What the? Thank you.
Nice.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Barbecue Pringle, says, you didn't know, dear friend. All you ever needed was a bit of shark vision and some telepathic wrath backfire on ya, mama. Spontaneous light and water in a Republican's home is real.
Hopefully
that wasn't something bad. I didn't understand a word of it.
I have no idea what you mean by that, but thank you.
Thank you, Barbecue Pringle. Derek, if you want to know God, you have to know thyself. There is no thinking involved. There is only knowing. I am who I am, as God is who he is.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, amazing
Derek
Sunday
service. This person knows nothing to me.
Amazing Sunday service. In particular, I need to stop pondering, as you've said it. It leads me back into hell. You on Ye's album? Didn't know you could sing? Just kidding. Congratulations, Jesse. Crazy face emoji.
It's our Hussar album, though, and it's out everywhere.
Yeah, you guys are reading into what Jesse said.
Right.
He said he's on an album with Ye.
Ye's
also on the album, but it's Hassan. Haas album.
Haas album.
H-A-S-S.
So I'm on Haas album, and Ye have to be on that album. I don't know if I happen to be on it, but it's on there too. Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
And let me just double check over on the YouTube. Doing okay over on YouTube. Base Nation says, is Hake Dog allowed at the Women's Forum? Sometimes.
What's a Hake Dog?
Maybe me. Not exactly.
Amazing. Thank you. Don't understand the question.
I sometimes help out, but no. Women's forums are for ladies only.
Oh, yeah, the ladies' forum, but this coming Thursday is for men only.
Right. Men's forum is first Thursday, y'all, and that's happening this Thursday.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. I could be confused, but I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I am so out of time. I try to get to every call, every super chat, everything, and time won't give me time. But time make lovers feel that they got time. I ain't got time for nothing else. I'll be back tomorrow. It's Country Western Tuesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hake Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Drop the anger. Forgive your mama. All races of people. You got, black people, you got to forgive your mama and return to your father, and then you shall be free. And so does every other race on the country. Do the silent prayer and bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.